Body, speech, and mind held in perfect oneness. I send my heart along with the sound of the bell. May the hearers awaken from forgetfulness and transcend all anxiety and sorrow.
Ceremony, the day that we commemorate our ancestors and parents. As you can see that in our society, At least we have few ceremonies during the year. For instance, we have the day, what we call Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, Christmas Day, all the holidays, just to remind us. In our human daily life, we used to forget what we have. So at least once a year to remind us, do not forget what is beside us, around us, or in front of us, especially our loved one. And the one who really care and love us dearly, love us countlessly, and that is the parents' love. In our Vietnamese tradition, we do have a day called Mother's Day. In this tradition, now it's not only for Buddhism, but now it's become the day for all the Vietnamese. But not only Vietnamese have mother, we all have mother, we all have father. In the West, we used to celebrate birthday. But in the East, we do celebrate birthday, but we also celebrate the day that we pass away. So that's why sometimes you have in your family, at least few times a year, your parents will conduct a ceremony. In Vietnamese, we call cúng dỗ. Dỗ means every year when it's come to that day, all the family get together and make some food, some flowers, some fruit, some tea, to thinking about that person. Even though they passed away for a long time, you're still thinking about that person and you offer the food. So offering is only something to represent, to show your gratitude, to show your love. But the most important meaning in that time is you do think about that person. In Vietnamese tradition, at the end of the year, we clean the altar and we arrange everything with new flower, new fruits and tea. We offer and we invite the ancestor come back to our home so they can enjoy 3 days New Year celebration. To invite, we don't know whether they come or not. But the word invitation here, inviting here, means we never forget. You do think of someone, that's why you have done something for that person. So the most important practice here is you do cultivate your thinking about something, someone each day. For example, now we have the iPhone, and that person also have your number. Every morning you can send them a message, or have a good morning. Just a very brief message. But that person may be happy because you do think about that person. Sometimes you have read some special article, you send to your friends, so you share. This is what represents for thinking about each other. So in Buddhist we call mindfulness. And the most important practice in Buddhism is be mindful, but not only with the food, not only with something around you, but also the people right in front of you, right beside you, when they still with you. So be mindful that our mother still here. The song you just hear, a little rose for brother, a little rose for sister. Because in our tradition, we pin a rose on our shirt when we come to this day to remember that we still have a mother. We all have a mother. They still here or they pass away, you still have a mother. But even your mother have passed away, but she only died with her physical form, but her spiritual, her love, her care never die in us. And if you reflect deeply, and you will realize your blood circulate is her blood. In us, we have 50% of our mother. We have 50% of our father. So therefore, the mindful way of living, the happy way of living of your life, is the happiness of your parents. The parents never ask for us for anything other than they just want us to smile, to be happy, and to have a good future. Your future is your parents' future. Your life is parents' life. So the song is very meaningful. A little rose for brother, a little rose for sister. If we have no, if our mother is no longer with us, just like a baby without smile, just like a day without sunshine, the words are very simple, but very reality. No life if we have no sunshine. A baby have no smile, because that baby have, usually the baby very innocent, they just smile and laugh, but if the baby is have no more smile, that means that baby is really deep suffer. Only in Vietnamese tradition, we do have the tradition that we pin a rose on our shirt, because this tradition begins from our teacher, Zen Master Thich Nhất Hạnh. So he is the one who requests this tradition in Vietnamese Buddhist practice. So when you come to the Vietnamese temple on this special day, people will bring roses to you and they will ask you. Usually if your mother still alive, you will pin a red or pink rose. If the mother is no longer with you, you pin a white rose. But now, you don't have to choose red, pink or white. Just choose the red one or the pink one, because this represents your mother never die in us. Our mother never die in us. And if you have some time to read the discourse on how mother's love, how hard that our parents care for us. So today we all will face into that ancestor altar, the very center one. And on that frame, we invite all the parents, ancestors in many generations, from both sides, from father's side, from mother's side. We're thinking about them, because when you have thinking of someone, you will try your best to do something for that person. Let's say your mother wished that you can go with her to the temple often. If you're thinking of her, you will do that, because you know that going to the temple with her will make her happy. Sometimes the mother likes us to hang around her when she cooks. Of course she can do by herself, but if that will be nice if we she know that her son, her daughter around her, she feel very cozy, and that gives her more warmth, more support, more energy to work, to cook. You know, if you are always there for that person, you don't have to say anything, but automatically you can tell that person you love that person. You always want to be there for that person. So one of the ways to practice is, mother, do you know what happened? Sometimes you just ask a question like that, and the mother will wonder, what happened, dear? No, nothing. I just want to let you know that I love you. So one of the mantra, one of the prayer we should pray regularly. Honey, I'm here for you. Darling, I'm here for you. Mommy, I'm here for you. Daddy, I'm here for you. So when you declare, I'm here for you, that means you remind that person do not forget my presence. And you, because I do not forget that, that's why I'm here for you. So when we do think about that person, we will try to do something for that person. This is real. So we do thinking about our ancestors. So once a year, at least twice a year, once a year, we celebrate, we commemorate our ancestors. And how can we respond the love of our parents according to the teachings of the Buddha? Besides giving them food, clothes, give them material life, we also try to talk with them in a nice way. Loving speech. The speech without thinking, your word is very hard to listen, very hard to accept. Because we used to talk with our fast react, but very little reflecting. But if you reflecting more, your words will be more wise, more gentle, and you will bring happiness to the other person by the way you speak to them. You always think about that person. That's why you will try your best to do something to make that person happy. When you grocery, you know that your mother likes some cookie. You buy her a piece of cookie. She will happy because you do think about her. Same thing. Your friend or your mother travel to somewhere. They bring you a small gift. You happy because you know that that person have thinking about you even they while they are traveling. So we should recognize that regularly in order to appreciate, in order to show our gratitude and to live good, because the only way to respond all the things that we owe from people around here is try to live good. Try to live in such a way that we're able to bring joyful happiness to that person, to society. Not, we are not only owing our parents, but also our teachers, also our relatives, friends, the nature, the sunshine, the rain, the trees. We owe so much from this whole universe. So how can we respond? How can we repay? The only way to repay is live good. Live with your mindfulness. For example, we use the nature, but we have to be mindful while we're using them. We never dare to damage the nature. Because once we damage the nature, that means we invest the pollution. And who will receive the pollution? Us. So if we do appreciate our family, we will try to do something to make this family happy. We always looking for the technique, the instruction, how to make our life happy, how to make our family happy. Because we know how to love ourselves. Love ourselves is not enough. We also love people around us. So we try to do something to pleasure us. Then we're thinking of somebody else, we try to do something to make people around us also happy. And this is the beautiful way of living. And we all should learn this way to live. Because this is the only way to live. To make you happy, people around you happy. So one day you have to depart from this life. There's nothing for you to regret because you have done all your best to life, to all your loved ones, all the people who have the condition to meet you in this life. We meet us each other like this. It's not something weird, but this is something very miracle and wonderful. we meet each other, but we try not to hurt each other, not to damage each other. But we gathering here once a week, at least, to share something, to make each other happy each day. So as a community, we try to live in harmony, because the only way of harmony is the way to make the community stronger. If we do not respect each other, we try to push each other away from the community, we will make this community more weaker. Same thing. If we do not love each other in the family, even relatives, brothers, sisters, how can we make our parents happy? So later on, we will read the article. We will read the words from the bottom of our hearts to our loved one, to our ancestor. And in that article, there is the sentence say, we know that loving each other is the only way to make ancestor and parents happy. And this is the most wonderful way to offer. Not only tea, not only food, not only flowers, but the way we love each other, the way we protect each other, the way we come to each other is a wonderful thing to offer to the Buddha, to our ancestors. So when we come here as a community, we need to protect each other. We try to help each other as much as we can. And this is the meaning of the word called I take refuge in the Sangha. The community that lives in harmony and awareness. Your family is a community. And that family will no longer call a family if each of them cannot sit together and have dinner together. Remember that if you have an iPhone, an iPad, or a laptop, or a desktop, and you just grab a bowl of rice of food every evening, you just sit with your friend, you sit with your iPhone, you sit with your games, you sit with your Chinese movie, you no longer sit with a family, this is no longer called a family. Family means we able to sit and enjoy the presence and the food. When you have no more care for each other, how can this can be called a family? If you do care for your loved one, just by looking at your face, you can tell, you can know something wrong with them today. So if you do care for each other, if you do care for the happiness of your family, you should put all the technology away and try to come to the meal every dinner. We work 8 hours a day. We don't see each other during the daytime. And only the nighttime is the time that we together. And now we don't know each other. Just go home. We go straight to our room, close the door. When it's time for dinner, we just come out and eat. Or sometimes just grab a bowl, walk into your room. You don't know what happened outside. And this will we no longer call family. Just a house. A house built by bricks, cement, materials. And you all share rooms. But you don't share any feelings. So today, we do not come to the temple for nothing. But we come here just to remind. Exactly when we have a Valentine's Day, you're thinking about your loved one, you buy her a rose. We may buy a lot of gifts for our girlfriend, our boyfriend, but we totally forgot a gift for parents. But the gift for parents is not just the material, but the way you come to them, the way you treat them, the way you talk to them, the way you make them happy is a wonderful gift. It's a wonderful present. So I invite all of the community, after this talk, we are facing to this way. And in your own words, you silently invite all your ancestors, even those who pass away. You call them grandma, grandpa. Come here with us. Be here with us. In your own words, you invite them. And they will be very happy. By your solemn vow, I vow to live my life meaningful. I vow no longer damage my future, damage my life. I know how to protect my own body by stop taking drugs, stop taking alcohol. If you no longer taking poisons into your body, this is a beautiful way to nurture your ancestors in many generations. I hope that you can receive the meaning of the ceremony and take it into your daily practice. Thank you for your listening.